And welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Henry Bilberry, as always, and this is minisode number 10. Please don't forget about the giveaway, and please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here in the minisodes. So let's go on to our first story. This one's called Demonic Presence in Dog. This story is not mine, but I got told this story by family. This is almost 5 years ago today. My mom was on her deathbed due to sickness. Due to my mother's condition, my whole family was gathered the evening at the home with my mom. I was around 13 at the time, so I was upstairs with my twin brother at the moment. We had a dog at the time. It was a little white fluffy dog. Well, it was the sweetest little thing and wouldn't harm a fly. It had a special connection with my mom, and my mom loved it with her entire heart. So that evening, it insisted on being in the room with my mom. My mom's two sisters were also in the room at the moment. My mom's breathing became shallow, and we knew it was time for her to let go, and for a couple of minutes later, my mother had sadly passed away. My mom's two sisters were still in the room, in one of the rooms. After she passed, Coco, the dog, was still in the room, and was acting weird, as she knew what had just happened. She finally sat in the corner of the bed, seeming a little calmer. But when I looked at it, I was shocked and at what I was seeing. It was looking at me with huge black eyes, like unnormally big for a dog, and the whole eye was pitch black. Its fur was standing up like a cat's fur when it gets startled. It had a look of sheer terror and evilness. It felt like the devil was inside of it. I didn't want to pet it for the next 14 days. My dog died 1 year later. That is an odd story. We don't hear much about dogs getting possessed with evil spirits, but I guess it could happen if it could happen with humans. Okay, moving on to our next story. I never liked driving home at night. I live in a subdivision off of a fairly busy road, but at night, it's not too busy and quite dark. There really aren't enough streetlights, and that's always bothered me. And I can't consider myself afraid of the dark any more than the average person. But I mean, who likes the dark? When I find myself driving at home at night, there's a certain section of the road that makes me feel increasingly uneasy. Sometimes to the point where I turn the light of my car inside of my car on. Before you ask, no, I haven't really felt the unease during the daytime, and yes, I've questioned whether it's just the dark that makes me feel uneasy in this way. It's not. Sorry. I'm a little sick, so that's why my nose is a little stuffy. Let's go on. One night, I was driving home from the store. When I reached the darkest part of the road, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. A large, dark shadow was in the seat next to me. Good grief, you're such a baby, I told myself. You're seeing things and are just scared of the dark. My sweaty hands gripped the steering wheel, my jaw tensed, and I kept my eyes on the road. I didn't turn on the light. As I got closer to my subdivision, something pulled on my arm. Stop, I said. My mouth went dry, a heaviness pressed to my chest, and I felt like I was being choked. My throat was closing up. Leave, I spat out, in Jesus' name. I no longer felt the heaviness in my chest or the tightness in my throat, but I couldn't stop shaking. When I got home and calmed down, I texted my mom and told her about it. I promise I'm not crazy, I said. She didn't think I was. She told me to do some research about the area and see what I could find, so I did. I looked for information about deaths in the areas, murders, car wrecks, etc. I looked at police reports and public records. The only thing I could find was a domestic dispute arrest at a house nearby. I talked with a few trusted people about my experience. A friend of mine said she'd walk the road with me during the day, of course, and pray over it. I wasn't ready for that, but I did pray while driving, and I tried to pay more attention to the area during the day to see if I picked up on anything. Oh, sorry. I lost my place. I remember that the stretch of road was notorious for bad cell phone service. I'd frequently have dropping calls, no signal, and sometimes the Bluetooth system in my car would stop working. I assumed it was interference from the wooded areas or power lines, but I wasn't so sure anymore. I tried my best not to drive at night for a while, but I couldn't avoid it forever. As I once again found myself on the road at night, I wasn't listening to praise or worship music on the drive home, and I felt prompted to a specific song. As I drove down the road, I sang on the top of my lungs, "Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear." As I sang, I felt the dark presence enter my car once again. But this time I refused to be afraid. I blasted my music and sang louder. I sang those words to Jesus over and over, and I finally felt the darkness leave. It's been months since this has happened. The woods of the area have been cleared to make way for more housing developments. They've added more street lights as well. I haven't felt the presence again. That is an odd story, and I think maybe not even praying to a god, but maybe just talking or saying, "Leave me alone," or talking to whatever you believe in, your higher power, your god, your goddess, or whatever you exactly believe in. I think that just brings some positivity and can rule out darker things. So that was a good story. Okay, now we're going on to our next story. This one's called "Don't Taunt Dolls or Toys." This happened to me when I was about 7 years old, and it's vivid in my memories, like it happened yesterday. I'm 32 now, but wanted to see if anyone had any experiences like what I've had. In 1997, my dad gave me a doll that had long hair and a crown, which I loved, and at first, I always placed her in the small sofa I had in my room. One day, I started smacking her. Don't know why I did, honestly. My mom saw me and said not to do that. That was bad. Superstition, she said. Well, that night I placed the doll, as usual, on the sofa and went to bed, like every night. I was awakened by my first sleep paralysis ever, which I will never forget. I could see around my room, and I looked at the sofa and can't see the doll there, so I look at the end of my bed, and I could see her there standing. I couldn't feel her pulling on my right foot. I can't move. I can't scream. It was taunting. Till this day, I ask myself if it was the sleep paralysis that made my experience worse, or if she really made it all happen, because I decided to stack my doll, which I didn't say with after that. Mind you, I was 7 years old, so I waited till see if it would happen again. Then a couple weeks after I did it again, but with my teddy bears. I wanted to see if it was the doll who provoked the sleep paralysis, or if it was something different than that. I was doing with my energy to contribute for the events to happen, and it did that night. I had sleep paralysis, and all my teddy bears were surrounded my bed. Since then, I learned my lesson, but still have sleep paralysis, especially when I talk about it. But I learned tricks to make my experiences shorter and less scary. That is an odd one. With ghosts, toys. you don't really hear too much about toys in the actual paranormal field. That's sounds like some Chucky stuff right there. Let's move on to our last one of the day. This one, let's move into my email here. Let's find a good one. This one is called Floating Yellow Mist. My 4-year-old nephew has recently started mentioning a yellow light going around my parents' house. He says it was his pa, which is my father, who passed away almost a year ago. My sister claimed to have seen the same thing. I've always wanted to believe stories people have told me about seeing ghosts or spirit, but since I've never seen or experienced anything like that myself, I'm a bit of a skeptic. Until yesterday, while I was in my parents' house sitting outside, waiting for my stepmother and nephew to get there, I noticed something that looked like a fog or a mist. It was fairly wide, vertical mist that was a dark yellow. It was moving around my dad's old truck that was constantly having to be worked on. I've been having a difficult time with this recently and been stressed to the max, but in that moment, I felt warmth and peacefulness. He and I weren't the closest father and son, but he always gave me solid advice. I've never really had any kind of feeling or seen anything similar to what I saw. That is a good story, kind of lighthearted. And I think that just might just be our family members coming around and just saying hello one more last time, or just to check in on us. That is going to wrap up today's mini-sode of the Gloomy Star Podcast. Please do not forget about the giveaway and to paint a picture for you. I say two words in every single episode. Just to paint a picture for you. And I'll give you a hint. I say them in the exact same spot, in the exact same sentence, pretty much, every single episode, which most of you have probably caught on by now. But that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here next week on minisode number 11. Thank you so much, and bye.